Sit down in the front row there.
So I'm here with Taylor Ward. He was the first round pick this year of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And Taylor, one of the first things I asked you about is Team USA. You had the opportunity to play for Team USA, represent the country. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. You know, we had to go to other countries, went to the Netherlands, Cuba. And it was a really good experience all around.
And, you know, when you're traveling like that, you know, what kind of things do you are you surprised about or experience that you thought you would never get to experience playing baseball?
I mean, over there, it's just like a different culture, you know. In Cuba, it's just a totally different game. I mean, the way they go about it and the way things are done, it's just completely different. I mean, Japan, same thing. Man, they're loud. They, you know, everyone's into the game no matter what happens, every pitch. And I mean, just seeing that consistently throughout the game was pretty surprising and pretty interesting to watch.
And now here you are at the All-Star Game, you know, being recognized for your performance so far this year. How does it feel to have the All-Star jersey on and be a part of this team?
It feels great, especially being the first one. You know, we're the first group of guys who've done this in this league. So, I mean, it's a real honor. You know, hopefully next year it's some other level, though.
And then growing up, who was the most influential coach that you had? Who was someone that really kind of pushed you to be better?
I'd probably say my college coach, Mike Batesel. He really turned you into a man. You know, he demanded consistency, you know, and just throughout the years there, made you a better player.
And then was there someone else in your life that really kind of pushed you to not only be a better player, but also be a better person just off the field?
Of course, my parents. You know, they've always been there. They've always, you know, pushed me to, you know, go out and do things, you know, at an earlier age. And once that finally clicked, you know, it was great, and I thank them to this day.
And then growing up, who was your favorite player growing up that you liked to watch and even emulate at times?
I mean, I'm a right-handed hitter, and I play, you know, I'm a catcher, but I like Robinson Cano, total opposite lefty hitter. But, I mean, I love watching him. I love turning on the game and watching, you know, the things he does and the way he goes about the game.
Now, being in a professional league, you know, the daily grind is a little bit different than college and even high school especially. What things have you done to really prepare yourself and even be the best that you can be at this level and then doing it every day?
I mean, you're right, it's a grind, you know, just kind of going out there and just doing your thing, you know, the same game you played every day from, you know, when you were 6 years old. So, I mean, just doing the same things and you know, the body, that'll be the tough part, you know, when you finally hit that wall. But, you know, we've never played this many games in a season, so at that point it'll be interesting. But, you know, for right now I'm having fun and I'm enjoying it.
And then, you know, tonight there's going to be a lot of kids in the stands. You know, at home stadium, you always probably see kids. What advice would you have for kids that, you know, are playing baseball and want to, you know, make it to the next level, whether it's college or pro? What would you say to them?
I mean, just depending on, you know, what position they play, but I always tell them to take care of that arm. You know, you see guys nowadays, you know, going down with Tommy John and hurt arms, you know, because they really didn't take care of it when they're younger. So, you know, I really emphasize, you know, just taking care of your body and taking care of your arm, you know, because that's your moneymaker. If you can't throw, you know, you have no business being in this game. So, you know, take care of that and you know, hopefully God blesses you with gifts and skills to, you know, carry you up here and into the big leagues.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.